Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Yesu yebazibwa nyabo Uganda.
Praise Jesus much, brethren.
Musibye mutya muri nyere mukama wafu Yesu.
How have you been in the name of our Lord Jesus?
Nenda kusaba yongere obuze ku muganda wo.
I'm going to request you may greet your brethren.
Omuwe ekigambo ekyo kutesa.
And give them a word of counsel.
Ekyo kutesa kwa Katonda.
That of the counsel of God.
Ekigambo ekyo bunabi.
A word of prophecy.
Obujulirwa bwa Kristo.
The testimony of Christ.
Abeko watuka.
That they have a level of a reach.
Kiweko ekimuvugo okumuza.
That's where it drives to reach them. And moves them close to the throne of God.
You
make it a prayer, you pray for them. And it's in the John chapter 15, verse 7.
They
say, if you abide in me,
and
my words abide in you, ask all you need, it will be given. Have a prayer, you pray for them. Pray for them a quick prayer. Have a prophecy you speak on their lives. And it is in the scriptures that it comes to pass in their lives. Tell them, I see you go take it to heaven. Philippians 3:20 says, our home is heaven. But before you reach you in heaven, you are on this world. You promise
we'll
give you 100 on this earth. I request him
provide
you. Tell them the scripture says this. As it says me too, I say. Tell them the scripture says this. Says you to speak.
Tell them
2 Peter chapter 1 verse 3. The holy power of God gave all we need. I see things God gave you. I see the holy power of God reaching things. Someone is saying, have we not begun divinations?
No,
divination does not connect the scriptures. No. Scriptures were prophecy given us of old. Now again you tell them to him that the move come to pass on him. Tell them I cancel Luke 16 and the rich man falls in hell. That should not come on you. You fight to stand. Overcome in the name of Jesus. Praise Jesus much. Can't you give prophecy by that time?
Yes,
praise Jesus much. So we thank the Lord for the good time he has added us again and to move to teach us to profit.
His
promise he always moves to fulfill it. That in Isaiah
48
verse 17,
where
I am God to teach you how to profit. And one will show you the way you have to take. So even in this time, moves to show us the way we have to take, passing through teaching us. And himself is ready to lead us in the name of our Lord Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
So tugenda kubanga tugenda maso.
So we're going to be moving on.
Nga tuchagenda maso nokulaba.
As we are moving on to see.
Ekitundu cha fetolekedde cha 10 meka. Ekitundu ekyo 17.
Part 17.
Ekyo kuzobujja abasinza Katonda muone mazima.
Of restoring those who worship God in spirit and truth.
Okwetola ensi yonna.
All over the world.
Yes, yebazibwenyo.
Praise Jesus much.
Eranga mukanyomero kano.
And in this session.
Yes, yebazibwenyo.
Praise Jesus much.
Natulaba omoyo mtukuvu obujuvu omoyo mtukuvu.
As we see fullness of the Holy Spirit.
Nebya andiku ebya mazima.
And the scriptures of truth.
Yes, yebazibwenyo.
Praise Jesus much.
Tukomekereza.
We have one final. As we are still seeing the seventh spirit, the spirit of the Lord.
Yes.
Praise Jesus much. And we see the way the Holy Scriptures we are passed through Spirit of the Lord.
People
bring glorification of God the Father. God the Word.
Whom
we know as the Son Jesus Christ. And God the Spirit.
Whom
we know as Holy Spirit,
or
Spirit of the Lord.
Yes,
praise Jesus much.
So,
now, yesterday we began on that heading. Yes. God the Word,
whom
we know as the Son Jesus Christ, and God the Holy Spirit.
We know
the Holy Spirit, O Spirit of the Lord, O Spirit of God.
And
they alone are worthy to be praised and worshipped. Praise Jesus much. Yesterday, 1:26. And we had seen. And God the Father, He speaks straight with God the Word,
whom
we know as the Son Jesus Christ, even God the Spirit. Whom we know as the Holy Spirit,
O
Spirit of the Lord, O the Spirit of God.
And
say, let's make man in our image and our likeness. Praise Jesus, man. In the beginning, as created heavens and earth. That we saw in John chapter 1, verses 1.
We
say, in the beginning was the Word, the Word was with God. And the Word was God.
Yes, you have been.
Praise Jesus much.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
So
we were able to see in John 1:1. And he said the beginning was the Word. And the Word was with God. We saw him in the glory of the one begotten of the Father. In the glory of the Son.
Yes, you have been.
Praise Jesus much.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
So
today we do not want to take much time. Most
we
are able to hear them. Today we want to move on to see the way God the Word, whom we know as the Son, came out from in the image of God the Father.
Then
and thereafter we see the way God the Spirit came from God the Word, we know as the Son, even the Father.
Yes,
praise Jesus much.
So,
because we were able to God explain the rest, all of them. And we also saw and God the Word,
who
we know as the Son, Jesus Christ.
He
came right from the heart of God the Father.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. And he appeared and is in his real image.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. So that is why we say that those three agree in one.
He
appeared to be as that one.
Yes,
praise Jesus much.
So
the heading you put in your book today, that start with today from where you ended yesterday. That God the Word, whom we know as the Son Jesus Christ, when he came from the Father, he came out when he is just like him.
And
it's just like him.
Yes,
praise Jesus much.
So
we want to move on, prove that word.
Then
to
look at where you're
going. And then we move onwards. Now when we briefly go back in Genesis chapter 1 and the verse 26, he speaks as he says like this. Let us read we hear. Genesis chapter 1 verse
26.
And God said, let us make man in our image, after our likeness, and let them have dominion over the fish of the sea, and over the fowl of the air, and over the cattle, and over all the earth, and over every creeping thing that creeps upon the earth.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. When you look to Genesis 1 verse 26, God whom we understood is the Father, the one true God, and is our Father. He spoke with God the Word,
whom
we know as the Son Jesus Christ, even God the Spirit, whom we know as the Holy Spirit, O Spirit of the Lord, O Spirit of God. And he told them, we make man in our image and in our likeness. That's what means that him as God the Father and God the Word, whom we know as the Son Jesus Christ, even God the Spirit, whom we know as the Holy Spirit, O Spirit of the Lord, O Spirit of God. God. They are just alike. They are in the same image, even the same likeness. What the first name is one, they are their name, even their responsibilities.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. Now, when you read in John chapter 1, verses 1, God the Word, whom we know as the Son Jesus Christ, when he came from the Father, he came out when he looks just like him. Let us read with here. John chapter 1, verse 1. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. Verse
2.
Let's get explained. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word is with God, and the Word, he is God. Praise Jesus much. That word shows us that the Word began when he is the Father.
Because
I said in the beginning was the Word, and the Word is with God, and the Word himself is God. Praise Jesus much. But as we heard that God the Word, whom we know as the Son Jesus Christ, he said in the Proverbs 8, verse 22-24, he said the Father was with him where his way began, and he had been possessed. When we say someone has been possessed by another, it means he's been engulfed by the other, and he is within the other. As a child is in the womb of the mother, and the child cannot be seen, but we see the mother moving. But we know inside the womb of this mother, there is a baby. Until it manifests, and each one appears by their own. Let's read Proverbs you hear. Proverbs chapter 8, verse
22.
The Lord possessed me in the beginning of his way, before his works of old.
23.
I was set up from everlasting, from the beginning, before the earth was. Yes. The Lord possessed him right from the beginning, from when his way began. But he said that when he was with him, after he set him out of himself, and he was able to manifest him, what was said, I was set forth. Even though that initially the Lord was with him where his way began, and is within him, but after he set him up, but the way he set him up, he set him up and is just like him. All the rest we are able to see them. Praise Jesus much. Let's move on. In Proverbs we hear Proverbs chapter 8, verse
24.
When there was no depth, I was brought forth. When there were no fountains, abounding with water.
25.
Before the mountains were settled, before the hills was, I brought forth. Yes. He was set and brought forth before the depth of Genesis chapter 1. Verses 1 and 2. The Word had manifested long back when he came from the Father.
Yes.
Where was he within him? Just as he speaks of us,
that
our words are within our hearts, even in our mouth. That's the way he came out of him, right from his heart.
According to Romans chapter 10, verses 8, as it says this. Romans chapter 10, verses 8.
Naye bw'ogera butya nti ekigambo kiri kumpi naawe mu kamwa ko ne mu mutima gwo kye kigambo eky'okukkiriza kye tubuulira.
But what says it? The word is near you, even in your mouth and in your heart. That is the word of faith which we preach.
Yes, we have
praise Jesus Amen. Much.
Katonda kigambo.
God the word. Whom we call the Son Jesus Christ. They named him God the word. Because he was in the heart of God.
Always
had him speak with him right from his own mouth.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. So when they ask you, if they ask you, yes, God began, and God is the beginning and the end. Now, and the word was within him. But where was he? You explain it. You tell them. Just as you two, you have your own words. Within your heart. And it comes out through your mouth. That is how he was. That's where he got the name. They call him the word of God. That read in John 1:1. That in the beginning was the word. And the word is with God. And the word is God.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. But we've been proven he came from him. He was able to manifest.
Yes,
praise
Amen.
Jesus much. Lord Jesus, when he spoke of those issues, when he came on this world, he spoke and he said that on the other day we shall understand he is in the Father and we too we are in him.
Yes,
praise Amen. Jesus much. And he says that one who seen me has seen of the Father. Both the two is no difference per se. They have the same image, even the same likeness. Names are what differ. Even their responsibilities. Names are what differ. Even their responsibilities.
Let's read
in the John chapter 14, verse 6 and 7. John chapter 14, verses 6.
Yesu n'amugamba nti, nze kubo n'amazima n'obulamu. Tewali ajeri kitange, wabula ng'ayita munze.
Jesus said unto him, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man comes unto the Father but by me. Verse
7.
If you had known me, you would have known my Father also. And from henceforth, you know him and have seen him. Yes. He told them, if you had known me, even my Father would have known, gotten to know him. He told them,
Fourth,
you've come to know him and to see him.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
So yabagamba.
So he told them,
the
one who has seen me,
ngarabye kuchitange,
in the sin of the Father.
Henceforth,
you've understood me. You have already seen him. That still confused the world up to today. Others say, perhaps it's the Father himself. Praise Jesus much. That one is him. All in all. He should not confuse us. And they did know when he was coming from the Father. Came out as him. And if you have come to know him, automatically you've come to know the Father. Let's repeat this, John. John chapter 14, verse 6.
Yesu n'amazima n'obulamu.
Jesus said unto him, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man comes unto the Father but by me. Verse 7.
Singa muntegedde ne kitange mwandi mumanye Okusoka kakano mumutegera era mumulabye.
If you had known me, you would have known my father also. And from henceforth, you know him and have seen him. Yes.
Yabagamba.
He told them,
singa mbadde muntegedde.
If you have known me,
ne mumanya bulungi.
You know me well.
Ne kitange mwali mutegedde.
Even my father would have known him.
Ne kankano mutegedde.
But henceforth you've known him.
Era mumulabye.
And you've seen him. They wondered.
Asked
him that you just show him to us. That word up to today, it still confused the world.
And
there are some different beliefs. For example, like those of Jehovah. And they say, this son is the father himself. And then they forget that one day he was being baptized in Matthew chapter 3, 15-17. He's on the earth being baptized. Heavens opened. Holy Spirit came down in the sign of the dove.
And
the father spoke saying, that is my beloved son. And now they want to tell us, he was here be baptized.
He
became the sign of the dove.
Opened
the heavens, spoke to himself. Now God has become of confusion there. Yet our God is not of confusion.
Just
they failed to discern and separate him between God the Father, God the Word,
who we know
as the Son Jesus Christ, even God the Spirit,
who
we know as Holy Spirit,
or
Spirit of the Lord,
or
Spirit of God. Those are the common name in the Bible.
Yes,
praise
Amen.
Jesus much. Now they trouble them much.
Let's
read the next verse in John.
Yokane sule ye 14 no lunyiriri olwomwenda.
John chapter 14 verses 8.
Yokane sule ye 14 no lunyiriri olwomunana.
John chapter 14 verse 8.
Filipo namugamba nti mukama waffe tulage kitaffe kale kina atumala.
Philip said unto him, Lord, show us the Father and it will satisfy us. Yes.
Filipo yamugamba.
Philip told him, you say one who's seen you has seen the Father. No. Show us the Father. That will be satisfying to us.
John chapter 14, verses
9.
Yesu namugamba nti kasoke dembera namwe ebiro bingi bwe bityo era tontegeranga Filipo. Alabye kunze ngalabye ku kitange. Kiki ekikwogeza gwe tulage kitaffe.
Jesus said unto him, have I been too long a time? Have I been so long a time with you, and yet have you not known me, Philip? He that has seen me has seen the Father. And how say you then, show us the Father? Yes.
Olabye tabu we
jira. You see where the problem come from?
Baamugamba.
They told him, show us the Father. The Father answered as he best in Christ.
How
long I've been with you, you've not understood me? Jesus came back concluded, he said, one who has seen me has seen the Father. Because right from all in the beginning, if they read Genesis understood it, Genesis 1 verse 26, God the Father himself spoke, let's make man in our image and our likeness. And he means they were ones he was speaking with. They were just like him. He spoke with God the Word, whom we know as the Son, Jesus Christ. Even God the Spirit, whom we know as Holy Spirit, or Spirit of the Lord, or Spirit of God. He said, let's make man
in
our image, in our likeness, that right from old, and he is the one, if you see one, just appreciate, this is God the Father. Even his responsibility is the master planner or the great in council.
When you see God the Word, you know this one
is
God the Word.
Whom
we know as the Son, Jesus Christ. Even his works,
he
is the master architect, the master designer of the plans of the Father, and the one great in creation.
Then
this is God the Spirit, whom we know as Holy Spirit,
the
Spirit of the Lord. The master implementer and the master creator. He was sent, they were created. Praise Jesus much. Now all the rest concerning them, they are on their speech. Because the Father can say, let's say, John chapter 8, 43 to 44.
Say,
you do not understand my speech, because my word has no room within you.
Yet the Father
can speak, my word has no room in you. Jesus cannot say, because my word does not have room in you. For him, he is the word. Even the speech, you can separate them when basing there.
Now, going
to understand God even beyond. An aspect we're going to handle about their speech.
The
study is it to end even now?
Not
even go to arrange songs of God and musicians. Even the instruments, even the dancers, even those who play before the Lord. We've not gone on that.
We still get it explained
as we go to arrest this, and we know and worship in spirit, and we are in the real truth. You know there are people, they get confused between God the Father, God the Word, between God the Word, whom we know as the Son Jesus Christ, and God the Father.
And
the confusion begins where? It begins from Isaiah, chapter 9, verse 6 to 7. That behold, the Son is born unto us, the Father. And they face a serious problem there. As if he's a father. Means he is the one. Yet,
the Son
is a heir who will inherit things of the Father. And we can call him Father in the form of a hair. Something you've understood there. Sure.
Why
he was called the Father, he is the hair of the Father. Yes. Let us read Isaiah, you hear.
Lest
they confuse you within it out there. And they said the Son is the Father himself. Let us read, we see.
Isaiah chapter 9, verse
6.
Kubanga omwana atuzaliddwa ffe, omwana ow'obulenzi aweereddwa ffe. Ne government enabanga ku kibegabega kye, n'erinnya lye liriyitibwa nti wa kitalo. Ateesa ebigambo, Katonda ow'amaanyi, kitaffe ataggwaawo, omulangiro w'emirembe.
For unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given. The government shall be upon his shoulder, and his name shall be called Wonderful, Counselor, the Mighty God, the Everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace. Yes. They have said, what confuses most the rest there is a
Katondo wa amanyi,
the Mighty God, Wonderful Counselor. Where trouble comes, the Everlasting Father. The Son is born to us,
and that's
name upon it, Everlasting Father. And they forget the word Prince. For he was initially a prince who can inherit the Father to become the Everlasting Father.
They
call him Prince, he has one who begat him is the King.
It's
a very easy word.
Before he becomes
Everlasting Father, he first initially gets the Prince.
Because he has his father called King.
Why
is called Everlasting Father? Who is the heir, the older son of the father? Every heir or race, when he inherits the father,
tata.
We call him Father.
We wow.
Yes.
Ah. Where David Barumi Munana Biegamba.
Gotten Romans 8, what it says.
Ye musika omukuru.
The heir
to skira musikiziwa muna.
We to inherit together with him.
Katibwa sikira chitafu.
When he inherits the father.
Simu musiko obu okufa.
Not in the inheritance of dying.
Na yobu obuvunanyisi.
But of responsibility.
Abarumi esule yomunana. Noru nyiriri ole kumino musamvu.
Romans chapter 8, verse 17.
Na yobu etuli abana. Era tuli basika. Abasika ba Katonda era abasikira awamu ne Kristo betubo nabonera awamu era tulyoke tuwewe wamu ekitiibwa.
And if children, then heirs of God and joint heirs with Christ, if so be that we suffer with him, so that we may be also glorified together. Yes.
If
our children, we are heirs,
abagatibwa okusikira awamu ne Kristo,
jointly going to inherit with Christ the things of God.
Kakati.
Now. Because there is a word of heir and is a prince. He can be called Everlasting Father. Praise Jesus much. For he is the heir of the father. And he reached, he told us, what the father has, they are mine. All he inherited them. I wanted to break away what can confuse you. What they say in Isaiah 9, verse 6 and 7. The son is called the Everlasting Father.
Yes,
just why he's called that? For he is a prince.
Born
of the King, God the Father himself. The other, the heir who inherits all his things. When he inherits all his things, we can call him Everlasting Father.
Yes, we
praise Jesus much. Because in the John chapter 16, let's see verse 14 and 15. He says like this.
Yokane sura yekumi nomukaga nolu nyiriri ole kumi nenya.
John chapter 16, verse 14.
Oya nangurumiza nganze. Kubanga nato langa kubiange na babulira mwe.
He shall glorify me. For he shall receive of mine and shall show it unto you. Verse
15.
All things that the Father has are mine. Therefore said I that he shall take of mine and shall show it unto you. Yes. Whatever the Father has, they are his. The inheritance, he took it long back. We too today we fight, we inherit together with him. All the things of the Father from the everlasting. Passing through the new heavens and the new earth. Passing through all the new, the whole heavens and the earth which are today.
That,
I will not go in it beyond there. I wanted you not get confused. Remain when you know God the words. Whom we know as the Son Jesus Christ. And you know that he is independent. He came from the Father.
He
came out and it's appearing just like him. And this son, oh God the words,
we
know as the Son Jesus Christ. In the beginning, he made him create all things. And he said, he came out in his real image. That's why he told us, one who has seen of him, he has seen the Father.
He
came out in his exact image. Let's read Hebrews, we see. Hebrews chapter 1, verses 1.
Katonda edda buyayogereranga mu bitundu ebingi ne mu ngeri ennyingi eri bajjajjaffe mu bannabbi.
God, who at many times and in various manners spoke in the time past unto the fathers by the prophets. Verse 2.
Mu nnaku zino ez'oluvannyuma yayogerera naffe mu mwana gwe yassaawo okuba omusika wa byonna era gwe yatonze ebintu byonna.
Has in these last days spoken unto us by his Son, whom he has appointed heir of all things, by whom also he made the world. Verse 3.
Oyo bwali okumasa amasa kw'ekitiibwa kye n'ekifaananyi ky'eddala bw'ali, era bw'asitula ebintu byonna n'ekigambo eky'obuyinza bwe, bwe yamala okukola eky'okunaaza ebibi, n'atula ku mukono ogwa ddyo ogw'obukulu waggulu.
Who being the brightness of his glory and the express image of his person, and upholding all things by the word of his power, when he had by himself purged our sins, sat down on the right hand of the majesty on high. Yes. These three verses, I want us to handle them carefully. God, who in times past,
yayogera emirundi mingi
in various manners spoke in unto us,
ngaita mu banabi,
passing through prophets.
Mm-hmm. Unaku zinezoru vanyuma,
in these last days,
yayogera nafe mu mwana,
spoke to us through his Son.
You know, Kristo Yesu yali kunsi.
When Christ Jesus, when he was on the world,
tulina amaroboozi mangi aga kitaffe agaali gafubuka
mu ye. Many voices of the Father which are coming out through him. Yes.
Aha. Yogera nafe mwana.
He spoke to us through the Son.
Omwana ono.
By the Son.
Gwe yalonda okuba omusika wa byonna.
He appointed the heir of all things.
Tumuteekako ng'ayitibwa era asobola okuyitibwa kitaffe atakola ki?
Atagwawo
kuba yasikira ebya kitaffe byonna.
Everlasting Father, for he inherited all things of the Father.
Nafe tulokoka kusikira wamu naye.
To get saved, to inherit together with him things of the Father.
Would
it be heir of all things?
Era kuwoyo.
And by him,
yakolensi,
he made the earth. It means in the verse 2. You can bring in John 1:1 up to 3. For that reason, in the beginning was the Word. The Word was with God. And the Word was God. And the verse 2 says,
he
was in the beginning with God. Verse 3
he
says, without him, nothing was created. For by him all things were created. It means he is the one who was used to create the word himself. For we know he is the Son.
But
the main verse here again is the verse 3.
Who being the brightness of his glory.
Just as you see, the Father would have appeared.
See,
I released him and brought him forth when he's just like
me.
Got the words.
It does not differ
in the Father in the image. If you can know God the Word, whom we know as the Son Jesus Christ,
in
the glory he is into in heaven, the third heaven,
you can
know how the Father looks like, who is above the heavens. You know, there's an image of the third heaven here. We shall see him just as he looks like. The Father is like that. It is here. You will see it.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
Yes,
Jesus, we no more regard him as he was on this world.
See Mel Gibson.
He is not Mel Gibson you see in the films.
See oyo.
He is not that one. That one acts the things of Jesus.
So temuteka na munyumba za
mu. Don't even display his photos in your homes.
You
will come here as you see that image here.
Mukono guno musumba jaya.
On this hand here.
Aha. Kakati.
Now. They have said like
this.
Hebrews chapter 1, verse 3.
Who being the brightness of his glory.
Just as the Father would be.
Uh-huh.
The next part say.
And the express image of his person.
What you have to know. That Christ Jesus.
Whom
we know as God the Word. Or the Son. He was the first to come out before the Holy Spirit came out. That's why they attach on him a word, the express image. That before God the Spirit, or the Holy Spirit, or Spirit of the Lord, or Spirit of God, him before he manifested, this one first kept out and is the photocopy of the original of the Father's express image.
Have
they ever met an express photo of you? Those who bring cameras with that. Pastor Benjamin. They take a photo of you just as you are.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. He's the express image of the Father.
The express image of his person.
Mm-hmm. Have you understood well?
Kakati.
Now,
those
of Genesis chapter 1 verse 26. Let us make man in our image, even our likeness. He was speaking with God in the words,
who
we know as the Son Jesus Christ. For him is in the express image of the Father. Now Christ, I don't want you to regard him as today that he's ever closed flesh. The body he was into was not of the other glory. No. And we were warned in the second Corinthians chapter 5 verses 10 downwards that though we knew Christ in the flesh, we no more regard him like that. If you want to see him, read Revelation
3
Revelations 4 verses 1 downwards. You will see him on his throne. You have photos of Jesus out there in your homes.
Yeah.
You are fake. No one here knows the image of Jesus. Though you went to Israel, that God, it's not that he is into. That was of this body for dying for us.
Aha.
Are we there? Let's read 2 Corinthians.
Abakolinse ekyokubiri esule yokutano n'olunyiriri olwekumi n'omukaaga.
2 Corinthians chapter 5 verse 16.
Okusooka leero kyetuva tulemu okumanya omuntu yenna mu mubiri. Okumanya newankubadde nga twamanya Kristo mu mubiri. Naye kaakano tetukyamumanya nate bwe tutyo.
Therefore, from now on, no we know man after the flesh. Yea, though we have known Christ after the flesh, yet from now on know we him no more. Yes.
You know,
when we become a new creation, we are changed. We are changed, all bad manners get out of us. You was boofing and you look like a thief.
And this to be
new, become a new creation, you look as a normal person. But you know like this.
Though
we knew Christ in the flesh, as Philippians 2 says, closed the image like of humans and
he
lived like no more human beings. Yet it is not like that now.
It's
in the other express image of God the Father.
And he looks
just like him in the third heaven. Now, those with those photos, though you went to Israel and they give you the photo he was into, image before that of Mel Gibson, are we together? Don't be on those image thinking it's Jesus. Why don't you appear to me? And those who see me that way, you see different things. Are we together?
Wow.
If you want to see Christ in the real images, you read the Bible. He is in there. Sure. You leave Mel Gibson and his photos. You know the Catholics, even the Protestants,
every
Christmas,
these
images of those who act films, printed, many of them, as you take them, that you take Jesus in your homes. This time as we resume worship God in spirit and truth,
even
the image you get him in the head as you worship, get the rightful image.
An image you depict
Christ, Christ. And you are in the hands of Jesus. And you worship him. We praise him, Lord. And you bring Mel Gibson in your minds. And you are not in truth.
When you speak of
your father, perhaps you see the king sit in the throne.
Baba mulina cheyo.
What do you have out there?
Wanji, soko yogereko ne muganda.
You speak with your neighbor.
Nze mbadde mfumitiza Katonda
chitafu. Me have been meditating on God the Father.
Urumbu mfumitiza Katonda chigambo
no. Much near on God the
Mwana Yesu.
The Son Jesus. I get images like this.
Akugambia ati.
What have they told you?
Ufana njibu abadafu nao.
Images have they been getting of him? According now they have explained. Were they in spirit?
And
they are in the real truth of the living God. You know, Bible explains in Colossians chapter 1, verses 12, to enter verse 14, that Christ Jesus, it would take the glory of the body is into,
image of the invisible God the Father.
He is called Echifananja Katonda Atalabika Chitafe. Already seen the other hidden from us.
Chitafe
the Father in keeping himself in invisible world is above the heavens. Those who have ever seen him, they are the few. And he is the one that read most. In John, they said, no one has ever seen God except the Son of Man. Yet this means the Father.
Not
the word. God the world, what was here on the earth. Praise Jesus much. Let's read Colossians, we see.
Abakolosai esule soka n'olunyiro lwe 12.
Colossians chapter 1 verse 12.
Ngamwebaza kitaffe eyatusanyiza ffe omugabo ogw'obusika obw'abatukuvu mu musana.
Giving thanks unto the Father who has made us fit to be partakers of the inheritance of the holy ones in light.
Olunyiro lwe 13.
Verse 13.
Eyatulokola mu buyinza obw'ekizikiza. N'atutwala mu bwakabaka bw'omwana w'omwagalwa.
Who has delivered us from the power of darkness and has translated us into the kingdom of his dear son. Verse
14.
In whom we have redemption through his blood, even forgiveness of sins. Verse
15.
Who is the image of the invisible God, the firstborn of all creation? Yes. Have you heard well? The image
Atalabika.
Of the invisible God. You know the Father. Very few have ever indeed seen him. Except me too, I saw him. I saw him. You think I would have explained him when I've never seen him? Now if you are here, you too come and explain.
You
always say that that's pride. I want you to get pride. Come, I give you the pulpit, explain. Don't just speak what you want, we want understanding. Praise Jesus. Now go to the word.
We
know as the Son Jesus Christ. The image of the invisible God. Why God is called invisible? For he remains up above all the heavens. That's why in Ephesians 4:6, read of him the other words which say like this.
Abefeso esule yokuna noru nyiriri.
Ephesians chapter 4 verse 6.
Katonda omu kitawe wa bonna ali waggulu wa byonna ayita mu byonna era ali ne mu ffena.
One God and Father of all, who is above all and through all and in you all. Yes. That is the Father who is above all.
He's
up when you bypass all the heavens. And one day, Apostle Stephen, he saw him. And they have stood both together. Yes. He saw the Father. Stood with the Lamb of God. Our Lord Jesus. And they are just alike.
Wanji?
Are we together? Let's read these Acts we see.
Ebikolo by'abatume esura eyo musanvu n'olunyiriri olwatano mwenya.
Acts chapter 7 verse 54.
Aho bwe bawulira ebyo ne balumwa mu mitima gyabwe ne bamulumirira obujiji.
When they heard these things, they were cut to the heart and they gnashed on him with their teeth. Verse 55.
Naye bwe yajjula omwoyo omutukuvu n'akaliriza amaaso mu ggulu n'alaba ekitiibwa kya Katonda ne Yesu ng'ayimiridde ku mukono ogwa ddyo ogwa Katonda.
But he being full of the Holy Spirit looked up steadfastly into heaven and saw the glory of God and Jesus standing in the right hand of God.
56. N'agamba nti laba ntunuulidde the heavens nga zibikkuse. N'omwana w'omuntu ng'ayimiridde ku mukono ogwa ddyo ogwa Katonda.
And said, behold, I see the heavens opened, and the Son of Man standing on the right hand of God. Yes.
Gyali Katonda kitaffe gyali.
There is God the Father, he is there.
Ne Katonda kigambo wali.
Even God the Word, he is there.
Mutumanyi ng'omwana Yesu Kristo.
We know as the Son Jesus Christ.
So sigamba nti omwoyo yalabika ne yefuula byonna.
Not to say that one appears and he comes to be as all the three.
Yes, yebazibwe.
Praise Jesus much.
So byonna.
Now in all.
Njagadde okulaga bwenti.
I wanted to show you like this.
Nti Katonda kitaffe.
That God the Father.
Ne Katonda kigambo.
And God the Word.
Mutumanyi ng'omwana Yesu Kristo.
We know as the Son Jesus Christ.
Awamu ne Katonda omwoyo.
Even God the Spirit.
Mutumanyi nga omwoyo mutukufu.
We know as the Holy Spirit.
Omwoyo wa Mukama.
The Spirit of the Lord.
Omwoyo wa Katonda.
The Spirit of God.
Bafananira ddala.
They are just alike.
Ekifaananyi ekituufu kye balimu.
The rightful image they are into.
Kubikkulirwa essuula esooka kyeraga.
Revelations 1 is what it shows. This you are going to write them down.
Okay.
Let's first read one, the rest I'll give them, you write them.
Now,
once you get the rightful image, do not meditate over wrong things. You know the image we had of goat in the heads. Let's read Revelation chapter
1.
We see how the Son appears. Then we've seen the Father. Revelation chapter 1, verse 12.
Nenchuko kulabe dobozi eriyayogera nange. Bwenachuka nenda betabaza musanvu za zabu.
And I turned to see the voice that spoke with me. And being turned, I saw seven golden lampstands. Verse 13.
Ne wakati wetabaza, nenda bafanana ng'omwana w'omuntu ng'ayambadde okutuuka ku bigere, era ng'asibiddwa mu kifuba olukoba olwa zaabu.
And in the midst of the seven lampstands, one like unto the Son of Man, clothed with a garment, down to the foot, and girded upon the breast with a golden belt.
Yamulaba afanana ngaki?
We saw him like the Lamb, the Son of Man. And they said the Son of Man is having a face like yours. That's why they call him, he's like the Son of Man. Close right to his feet. Guarded a belt of gold in the waist. In the breast.
There.
Like this.
Negusara wano.
Belts.
Aha.
Breasts.
Want
to get the rightful image. If you leave this world, that you'll even find in heaven. You don't want to go with the image of Mel Gibson in you.
And
the rest who act films of Jesus.
We are
in spirit and truth right now.
I don't want you to
get images in the head as we praise. You two who dream wrong images.
Many
of you dream Jesus who are not right. Revelations chapter 1 verse
14.
His head and his hair were white like wool, as white as snow, and his eyes were as a flame of fire.
Yes,
his hair, he can make them white.
It's
like an ancient elder. But the face is very useful, shining. Now the hair can make it black, can make it golden. What never changes is the face. He is young, youthful. The faith is beautiful and youthful. You know, he said that even the youth faint, even they get old, but those who wait for the Lord, they shall renew their strength. If he renews to those old, he never gets old.
Who
is called the ancient elder.
I may not
go much on the image of God now. It may bring a study which is a bit lengthy, but that needs an entire heading by itself. How God looks like. Here we speak of his image and his likeness. We have not limited where he ends. How he manifests on the throne. He started to move. In his image, to appear to people. How does it look like? Not as Mel Gibson. You stop that. Jesus, you've been dreaming like that, you cancel them.
They're
saying his hair can appear white. As
snow.
His eyes like flaming fire.
Flames
of fire. But they can calm down. It remains shine, but you can speak with him. Time if we sit in the light, you cannot approach.
The unapproachable light.
Light you cannot approach. There's the time he hides and covers himself light with as a garment. And he's the one who decides to reduce the light that you can see of him. Even to draw close to him. Revelations chapter
1,
verse
15.
And his feet like unto fine bronze, and as if they burned in a furnace, and his voice as the sound of many waters. Must have feet, and they're very clean. You know the son of bronze? All his entire body, all together. Not just like stones. Holds all the extreme powers.
Who
is God omnipotent? God omnipotent. God holds all the unlimited powers. Return it to any glory.
But
proof, he has a head and a chest, the hands. He must have the feet very well.
He
must allow you to analyze, perceive him well. For he told us long. Jeremiah chapter
23.
10 up to 12. Jeremiah 29,
10
to 12. When we seek, we shall see him. And we perceive him.
Check
the feet, see whether they are of God.
No,
when we reach there in the third heaven, I had to check proof. I checked the hair. The hands.
Before
when he rose up, he allowed people to check him. He said, you pierce here in the rib side. You pierce here in the rib. Yes. God is not sure of their stature as gods. They are one who pretend around.
Don't
get close. Don't get close. No, no, no.
Yes,
praise Jesus much.
Amen.
Let's read this verse. Revelation chapter
1,
verse
16. Ne mukamwake ne muvamu ekitale ekisale ekyobwojja obubiri n'obwenyibwe nga bulinga enjuba bwe yakamaanyi gaayo.
And he had in his right hand 7 stars, and out of his mouth went a sharp two-edged sword, and his countenance was as the sun shines in its strength. His forehead shines as the sun.
Must
have the right and the left hand very well. Yes. Now, the rest on God and his image.
You
can read them in many scriptures, but time. Now you read Revelation chapter 4. Verses 1 up to 5.
You'll
move on to analyze him how he is. Revelation chapter 4, verses 1 to 5.
We
move on, analyze how it looks like. If you want to know both their appearance, go to Revelation chapter 22, verses 1 and 2. You see the throne of one is on the left and the other is on the right. You will see both the thrones, the two of them. Now,
yeah,
those who say we've read only the New Testament,
I've
not read in the Old to see how it looks like. You can read Ezekiel chapter
8,
verses 1 to 4. You will move on and analyze him. Ezekiel chapter
8,
verses
1
up to 4. You move on to see him very well. And in Ezekiel
8,
you'll see one we call God the Spirit. He is one you're going to read. He's one you're going to read there. He's the one there in Ezekiel.
Still,
you see, what you've read does not differ from the others. Are we together?
Yes, sir. Aha. Kakati,
now,
usoboro kugatako Ezekiel sura.
You can join on Ezekiel chapter 1, verse 27 downwards. You will still see him sit on the throne. You will read there, the word is the one right there.
Okay.
You can even read of him in the Isaiah 6, verses 1 to 3.
We'll
move on, see how he appears. He can close long garments. His garment, and he fills the temple in the midst of the entire Jerusalem. All there he has clothed the King of Kings.
I
told you, studying of him of as he is, they need to be studied by themselves. You know they should not deceive you as the way of religions, that God is the mere spirit. Who deceive you? That God is mere spirit. He has no body. He has a glorious body of heaven. But many we would have spoken of him. I wanted us to go see. And now God the Holy Spirit. God the Spirit, who we know as the Holy Spirit,
O
Spirit of the Lord, O Spirit of God, the way he came out of God the Father,
and
God the Word we know as the Son. That is the heading you should put there. He too will see him. And want this time when you praise, as you worship, that you can understand what you worship and that you praise.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. So when we go in Matthew chapter 28, verses 19, he speaks as he says this. Matthew chapter
28,
verse
19.
Go you therefore and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. Here we hear, when we go make nations disciples, baptize them in the name of the Father. Speak of the Father, we speak of God the Father. Is it not that? When we speak of the Son, speak of God the Word, whom we know as the Son Jesus Christ. Are we together? When we speak of the Holy Spirit, we speak of God the Spirit, whom we know as the Holy Spirit. Are we together? O Spirit of the Lord, O Spirit of God. Now these three, have you seen them here? They are all here. In
1
John chapter 5, verse 7, they are the three ancient witnesses, those of heaven. Have you understood? Go in your Luganda Bible. This verse was snatched out. I want you to restore it back. Even in some English versions, which show in heaven there are three witnesses, where there is the Father, the Word,
who
we know as the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Let us read, we see. First John chapter 5 verse
7.
For there are three that bear witness in heaven, the Father, the Word, and the Holy Spirit. And these three are one.
Yes,
praise Jesus much.
In your
Luganda Bible, verse 7 was broken into two. Now get that verse 7. Bring it to verse 8 and bring back the verse
7.
Have you understood what I said? I've said this. In the Luganda Bible, the verse you see as 7 and 8, it's the same verse 8. They broke it into two. And they moved the verse 7. Now restore back the verse 7. We shall not wait others to restore it back. You just join. Join on that this is verse 8 and restore back verse 7.
Now, verse 7
you can write it up on top of your Bible. Look in the English version which is near you.
Aha. Gatta, kora bukozi kagundi akagatta weka.
Just check. An arrow joined them up. And you say this is verse
8.
Get on top of the Bible on the page. Write there verse 7, restore it back. And you make an arrow going down where it has to be. But the Bible has told us there are three witnesses in heaven.
1
John chapter 5, verse 7. That there are three witnesses in heaven. In heaven, there is God the Father. God the one we know as the Son Jesus Christ. Even God the Spirit.
Who
we know as Holy Spirit. God Spirit of the Lord. These witnesses, when were they there? They were there from creation. Yes. And they are those he spoke with. God does not do anything where it's not proven yet. Now God, right from old when he said let's create heavens, let's make man in our image.
He
had to have witnesses which prove that matter.
Babiri,
two of them. That's why from all it says, at the witness of two or three, matter should be established. These are olden words.
Mm-hmm.
Let us read with him.
Ekyamateeka olwokubiri essuula y'ekkumi n'omwenda n'olunyiriri olw'ekkumi n'ettaano.
Deuteronomy chapter 19 verse 15.
Omujulirwa omu tagolokokeranga ku muntu olw'obutali butuukirivu bwonna oba olw'ekibi kyonna mu kibi kyonna ky'ayonoona olw'akamwa k'abajulirwa ababiri oba olw'akamwa k'abajulirwa abasatu ekigambo kinaanywezebwanga.
One witness shall not rise up against a man for any iniquity or for any sin. In any sin that he sins, at the mouth of two witnesses, or at the mouth of three witnesses, shall the matter be established. Yes.
All
matters right from creation of heavens and earth.
Where
there are the three, they are witnesses. Yes.
For
me, I understand them well.
I
came to witness them of whom I know well.
There
is where they gave me what witness.
Yes,
praise Amen. Jesus much. They were there in the beginning. God, Father, to speak in Genesis 1 verse
26.
Let us make man in our image, even our likeness, and they are there. And
manners
were established. Let us make him.
And
the word witness, let's make him in our image. Spirit witness, let him be met.
And two witnesses were there,
even the third who brought the plan.
Wanji.
Are we together?
Kakati.
Now. As we read John 1:1, and the word was there, even the spirit was there. Let's first read John 1:1, then we connect elsewhere. John chapter
1
verses
1.
In the beginning was the word, and the word was with God, and the word was God. Yes. In the beginning was the word, and the word is with God, and the word is God. Still right at the beginning, the Holy Spirit was there. That is Genesis chapter 1. Genesis chapter 1 verse 1 to 2. In the beginning of created heaven and earth, the earth was formed and without
form.
The Spirit was spread on the depth of the water. He was present in Genesis
1.
Let us read, we see. Genesis chapter 1, verse
1.
In the beginning, God created heavens and the earth. Verse
2. N'ekizikiza kyali kungulu ku buziba. Omoyo gwa Katonda ne gutambula ku nguru ku mazzi.
And the earth was without form and void, and darkness was upon the face of the deep, and the Spirit of God moved upon the face of the waters. Right in the beginning, God the Spirit was there. One we call the Holy Spirit,
O
Spirit of the Lord,
O
Spirit of God.
What
really are the Spirit of God? He said that he moved on the depth of waters.
But
a person moving, they have their own legs.
They
moved. They cannot say he moved when he was pouring.
He moved
on the depth of the waters. As Jesus too walked on the waters. Yes.
Aha. Yes,
praise Jesus much. Now there are those who ask, where was God the Spirit there then? He was present. He at the beginning. And when he was sent in to create. Now the verse 3 and 4. When you hear it, the Spirit was the one being told, now go and create.
He
was moving upon the many waters, walking, see how they are going to be done. Let us read, we hear. Genesis chapter 1, verse
3.
And God said, let there be light, and there was light. Verse 4. And God saw the light that it was good, and God divided the light from darkness. Yes. If you read Genesis chapter 1, verses 3 and 4, that God spoke, let there be light. We are God, the word was commanding the Spirit. For one was sent in that time to separate, it was God the Spirit. Psalms 104 verse 30. You sent forth your Spirit, they are created, and you renew the face of the earth. Yes. You know, he was sent, they were created. The Holy Spirit. God the Spirit.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. And the other we heard in the 1 John chapter 5, verse 7. Because there are three witnesses in heaven. There is the Father. Oh God the Father. There is the Word, whom we know as the Son. And the Holy Spirit. The three agree in one. Because all these came from the Father. Because we saw that is the one God. One God, Father of all.
Yes,
praise Jesus much.
So
that is how it was. Even God the Spirit, whom we know as Holy Spirit, or Spirit of the Lord, he was there at the beginning. He was there. Because all that he knew was of the Father, even of the Son. For what is of the Son is of the Father. Sure. Who knows the things of God? Spirit of God who was in him. And he knew to know he was in him. And remember, even the Son was in him. Now we saw the Son come out of him. Now we want to see this Spirit, where did he come from? For he too was in him. Yes. We are in 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verse
11.
1 Corinthians chapter 2, verse
11.
For what man knows the things of a man except the spirit of man which is in him? Even so, the things of God knows no man but the spirit of God. Yes. You know, it was like this. As you see your spirit inside you, the same way the spirit was in the Father. Yet we showed you already God in the Word, whom we know as the Son Jesus Christ, he too was in the Father. In the heart, even God in the Spirit, he too was in him. But What surprise that God the Word, when was coming from God the Father, one portion of God the Spirit went within the Word. Now the Spirit came from the two.
Aha.
Yes.
Capacitor zikubye.
Are you crushing in mind?
Nedda.
Mpola mpola. Capacitor zikubye zichaliko. Tugambye bwetu.
We have said like this.
Twalabye nga Katonda kigambo.
We saw that God the Word, whom we know as the Son, Jesus Christ, he was in the Father, and he came from the Father. But because even God the Spirit was in the Father, in the time God the Word, we know as the Son, as he came from God the Father, one portion of the Spirit, that of God the Spirit, went by within the God the Word. It went within the Word as we know the Son.
Kati mukasera ko kuva ko kulabisibwa kwa Katonda omwo.
Time of manifesting of God the Spirit.
Twagenu kwanga ava mbabiri.
We saw him come from the two.
Chuvula babisere bisinga.
Why you see many times?
It is
God the Spirit of God.
Nga moyo gwa Katonda
chitafu. The Spirit of God the Father.
Atola na itibwo moyo gwa
Christ. At times is called the Spirit of Christ.
Nipo gamba ye yeti
wonder.
Abera tanga moyo gwa babiri.
The Spirit of the two. Romans 8 has come in. Romans 8 verse 9 has come in. Let us read, we see.
Abalumi esuli yomunana nolu nyiriri oru mwenda.
Romans chapter 8 verse 9.
Na yemwe temuli mobili, wabula mumoyo, obango moyo gwa Katonda atula mumoyi. Na yomutu wataba na moyo gwa Kristo, oye si uwe.
But you are not in the flesh, but in the Spirit, if so be that the Spirit of God dwells in you. Now, if any man have not the Spirit of Christ, he is none of his. You hear that God the Spirit, God the Holy Spirit, or Spirit of the Lord, or Spirit of God, Spirit of God the Father, and at the same time, God the Spirit of God the Word,
we
know as the Son Jesus Christ. Because in the beginning, in the manifestation of the two coming from one, God the Word, whom we know as the Son,
where
it was coming from the Father, one portion of his, of God the Spirit, went by him.
And
when he reached to be manifested, God the Spirit, he came from the two. Have you understood well?
So
neighbors, see whether they have understood well. I want you to understand you are God. I don't want to imagine over things you don't know of him.
Full knowledge of God International Ministries.
In full knowledge of God International Ministries. Explain to them what you've understood. Your 1 minute. Let me see it here. Jacob, explain to me. Yes. You explain it. Teacher has explained to me well. Yes, the exact. Now we want to start from there where you have understood.
We want
to see how he comes from the two.
And
where was he within these two?
Aha.
But the way he came out as rivers of living waters. Right from the Father, or God the Father, even from God the Word we know as the Son, he came out as rivers of living waters.
Let's
read in John chapter 7. Verse
38 to 39.
John chapter 7 verse 38. Akirizanze
ngecha uandikiwa bwechigamba nti emigeja nti emigeja amazi amalamu jiri kulukuta mu lubuto lwe.
He that believeth on me, as the scriptures have said, out of their belly shall flow rivers of living waters.
Verse 39. Kubanga umoyo yaita naba kugabibwa. Kubanga Yesu yaita naba kugurumizibwa.
But this spoke ye of the Spirit, whom they that believe on him should receive. For the Holy Spirit was not yet given, because that Jesus was not yet glorified. Praise Jesus much. When you read John chapter 7, verse 38, he said, who believe me? He said him. Rivers of living waters. That is spoke, meaning the Holy Spirit is going to be given us, that he flows within us as rivers of living waters. Praise Jesus much. Him, God was showing us a secret, which is in Revelation chapter 22, verses 1. I saw a river of living waters coming from the throne of God and of the Lamb of God. Now him, God the Spirit, when he comes from the Father and his word,
he
came out as rivers of living waters. That's Revelation 22, verses 1. Revelation chapter 22, verses
1.
And he showed me a pure river of water of life, clear as crystal, proceeding out of the throne of God and of the Lamb. Yes.
He
showed him a river of living waters come from the throne of God the Father and of the Lamb of God. Remember, that's the mystery, meaning the Holy Spirit, who comes from the Father and also comes from the Son. What we've read in John, John chapter 7, verse 38 to 39, that is spoke of the Holy Spirit. Came straight from God the Father and God the Word, whom we know as the Son, Jesus Christ.
But to
come out as rivers of living waters,
he
didn't remain as rivers of living waters till he stood before them. As Job says, that the Spirit stood before me. I saw its image. When he came out as rivers of living waters, still he stood before them, he manifested as he appeared to Job. Most say the Spirit never appears. The Spirit appears. Don't move in only that form, that rivers of living waters.
But
that's the sign when he came from God the Father and God the Word,
whom
we know as the Son, Jesus Christ. He came out as rivers of living waters.
After he
manifested him in as God, and he's just like God the Father, and he looks like God the Word, whom we know as the Son, Jesus. And here in Job, he explains that I saw the Spirit. Yes. Stood in the real image. Let's read Job. Job chapter 4, verse
15.
Then the Spirit passed before my face. The hair of my flesh stood up.
Verse 16.
It stood still, but I could not discern its form. An image was before my eyes. There was silence, and I heard a voice saying, yes, God the Spirit, since he came from God the Father,
And
God, the word we know as the Son, Jesus Christ. And he came out as rivers of living waters. He came out in the image. In the image just like theirs. And that which holds the Lordship is exceeding. Even looking to him, you cannot just look at him easily. That is why you see all the
long.
Always we say, God is a spirit. Okay. If you want to understand God the Father well, his greatness, understand God the word we know as the Son, his greatness, you understand it via God the Spirit, the Holy Spirit, the Spirit of the Lord, the Spirit of God.
He left
his glories and never appears just to appear to you in his image. That's why even Job said, I did not discern this. I was seeing an image, but
likeness,
I couldn't get it well. But the image was standing. All the long that you read, that God is spirit.
Always
you study God the Spirit original. Yes. You can get explained well God the Father. How he finishes greatness.
Yes,
you study it through God the Spirit. If you want
to
get explained of their perfect image, even the likeness, understand them unto God the Father and God the Word,
who
we know as the Son Jesus. If you want to understand their greatness,
you
understand it through God the Spirit, who we know as the Holy Spirit.
Oh,
Spirit of the Lord.
That's
why in Job chapter 4 verse
15,
he said, the Spirit passed before me. I did discern well its image,
likeness.
I saw the image stood. That one you see, in the entire heaven they look for him to see him. All the angels, even the throne, he refused to sit in it. He left the master seat. And we, when you read always, in John chapter 4, 24, we are right direct on him. John chapter 4, verse 24. God is a spirit, and they that worship him must worship him in spirit and in truth. Yes. Those who want to get explained well God the Father and God the Word, whom we know as the Son Jesus Christ, they understand their greatness, understand it through God the Spirit. The image you've understood well, but if you want to get to know their greatness, then you come to God the Spirit.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. And that's why you see in 2 Corinthians chapter 3,
Agamba,
he says, let's read verse
17,
that our Lord is the Spirit. Where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. The one who explains them, the three that the others, they are perfected spirits. Yes. Let us read, we see.
2
Corinthians chapter 3 verse
17.
Now the Lord is that spirit. And where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. Yes.
Yokana.
John.
4
verse 24. God, the Father himself, he too is a spirit.
Chukaba kolise ne chiso kechokubiri sato.
2 Corinthians chapter 3 verse 17.
Ne katonda chigabo.
Even God is the one.
Tumanyi ngo mwana Yesu Kristo.
We know as the Son of Christ, our Lord. He too is a spirit.
Ero moyo gwe gubera.
It where his spirit is, there is liberty. It means always.
Atunyonyola ato obukuru bwo bwa katonda.
Explains us the greatness of God.
Ye katonda moyo.
It is God the Spirit.
Whom
we know as the Holy Spirit,
who
Spirit of the Lord,
who
Spirit of God. That's why he holds a comment saying, if you blaspheme him, you cannot be forgiven.
For
you are on the glory of God the Father, even of God the Word, as you familiarize.
Yes, you have
praise Amen. Jesus much.
Let's read Matthew.
Let's read Matthew.
Matthew chapter 12, verse
31.
Chevamba gamba nti abantu balisonyiwa buli kibi n'ekyo kuvola nayo okuvola omwoyo tekulisonyika.
Therefore I say unto you, all manner of sin and blasphemy shall be forgiven unto men, but the blasphemy against the Holy Spirit shall not be forgiven unto men. 32.
Buli muntu alivola omwana w'omuntu alisonyiyibwa. Naye buli muntu alivola omwoyo mutukuvu talisonyiyibwa. Newankubadde mu mirembe gya kaakano, newankubadde mirembe gigenda okujja.
And whosoever shall speak a word against the Son of Man, it shall be forgiven him. But whosoever shall speak against the Holy Spirit, it shall not be forgiven him, neither in this world, nor in the world to come.
He...
Yes. When you blaspheme the Holy Spirit, you are not forgiven. God the Spirit,
oh,
the one we know as the Holy Spirit,
oh,
Spirit of the Lord,
oh,
the Spirit of God, they do not blaspheme him. Because himself, the one who showed the real glory of God the Father, even of God the Word, whom we know as the Son, Jesus Christ.
If you
blaspheme him, you are right on them.
There
are those who never think of him to be anything. Because he decided to humble that he leads us. He intercedes for us, even things like those. And they think he's not worthy to be praised. But if you blaspheme him, you'll not be forgiven. The one who wants to know how you can blaspheme him, that you can avoid it, you
will
read Hebrews chapter 6, verses 4, enter to verse
8.
You will see the way they blaspheme him. When you blaspheme him in that way, you will not be forgiven.
Want
to show the glory of God.
Don't
hear that God spreads everywhere. All those he does, they pass it through God the Spirit. God the Father, we can find him on the throne of his seated. Even God the Word, whom we know as the Son, Jesus Christ. But God the Spirit, the Holy Spirit, the Spirit of the Lord, Spirit of God. Even the master seat, he refused to sit in it. For that is his seat.
He
decided to spread the glory of God everywhere.
In
entire heavens and earth. And they reach to say, God is in every place.
That
they call omnipresent. Sure.
Omnipotent.
All those omnipotent. God omnipotent, unlimited power.
He,
the one who does them, the Holy Spirit.
He's
one who does the role of God who spreads everywhere. Even the others say, God is the Spirit. He has no beginning, neither the end. Yet they are on the Holy Spirit. So as we conclude, those spoken of him in the Psalms 149, verses 6-10.
Zaburi, Psalms 149,
verses 6.
Okumanya okulinga ng'okwo kwa kitalo kunnema kwa waguru siiza kutuukako.
Such knowledge is too wonderful for me. It is high I cannot attain unto it. Yes. It's a sad knowledge. You to know your God. You know God, the Father is this one.
Out
him God the Word, we know as the Son, Jesus Christ, like this. And is just like him. And in God the Father,
God, the
Word we know as the Son, and there came God the Spirit,
who
we know as the Holy Spirit, O Spirit of the Lord, O Spirit of God. Such knowledge. It's too wonderful. It is too high. It fails many. Because we are in the last days. Yet in the last days, in the Luke chapter 8, verse 16, up to 17,
say
everything which was not known, it has to be brought out in life, to be known. And in full knowledge, he has decided everything to tell them to us. Everything. Those asked and inquired about, those not yet asked, attached on them booklets of answers.
Amen.
And they took me the heavenly journey, the heavenly biblical journey, to explain me all he spoke in his prophets, which explained of him who is good. But we are going now to worship what we understand of well.
Amen.
There are those who have asked in themselves,
this
God the Spirit, where was he in them? He was flowing as rivers of living waters.
It
means he had spread all their body. And if you appear on the riverside, he sprouts out. According to John chapter 19, 34. Jesus was pierced on the riverside. Out of him came blood and water. Yet those we shall speak of them,
as
long as we've understood majority of them.
So
one who spreads their glory everywhere. Let's read it.
Zaburi kumasitumwenda, nolu nyiriri oru msavu.
Psalms 149, verse 7.
Nagenda wo kuverio moyo go, oba nadukira wa maso go.
Where shall I go from your spirit, or where shall I flee from your presence?
Orinyoro munana,
verse 8.
Bwenari nyamuguru, nga joli. Bwenari olobuliri wange mumagombe, lava, nga joli.
If I ascend up into heaven, you are there. If I make my bed in hell, behold, you are there. He said, where shall I flee from your spirit? Because by your spirit, when I ascend in heaven, you are there. By spirit, when I go to hell, you are there.
God
himself passes through the Holy Spirit to appear in every place. Yes. I want us to end there. I don't know whether tomorrow we
will be able to see
that we understand them, because where a problem has come, they are alike.
They're
in the same image and likeness, even the same glory. Now to separate them,
we
have to separate them by their speech, even their responsibilities. They speak in a different way. Many people, we can discern them through their speech.
Most,
if you've met people who are alike. Yes.
We are
going to realize them through their speech. The Father began speaking in John 8, verse 43, as he says these words. John chapter 8, verse 43. John chapter 8, verse 43.
Chicheche barubedde okutegeera njogera yange. Ndi kubanga temuyinza kuulya kigambo kyange.
Why do you not understand my speech? Even because you cannot hear my words. Yes. That straight you know is the Father.
He
said we have to understand his speech.
But
what does us understand his speech? Because his word. For it was with him in the beginning. Jesus cannot say that because my word, yet he is the word. There are the songs like the others I told you of. You cannot say, Jesus, your name, and your word. That language is not there. We have to understand the speech of God. Father, we understand the way he speaks. Understand the word the Son of God speaks, even the Holy Spirit. That will ease life.
And
whatever visits you claiming to be God.
For
there are gods who never created heavens and earth.
Yes,
praise Jesus much.
Amen.
And you first listen to the speech. And it says, I want you to be a powerful church. And it comes from here to the other extreme. You know that is not Jesus. You are coming back for which church? Buildings or we? You will understand the speech.
And
you will no be visited Amen. By the so-called gods. For they
would
never dare try on you. Because
you
knowing your God, how he appears, even his image, and his speech, and his responsibility. And you will praise him, and you worship him, and you know him, his image, his likeness, his speech, and the responsibility.